Same.
Monday night in the day to rate Bush and White Spot.
First of all, a person forgot to say Sarah Yalav Yobah in the first two meals of Yom Tov. And he started Baruch of Hakel Aminu. So I said on originally, I said that once you said Baruch, you had it. You have to start the whole bench again. We said yesterday from Mishnah Brewer, and many possibly take on like this, that Baruch itself is not the end of the bracha, and you can carry on as long as you say Baruch Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam. You can switch from that to Hashem Nosson Shabbos Menucha, whatever it is for Yom Tov. Yeah, that's what we said. I missed out yesterday that for Rish Chodesh and Chonamoid, where there's no chiyuv to have bread. So if someone missed out Yalav Yovei, benches, and you realise they missed out Yalav Yovei, there's no problem. But interestingly enough, though, what happens if someone started? Let me get this right here. If he started, on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, there is a bracha to say, actually, if you missed out in Bet, even though it's not compulsory, there is a bracha still to say. Let's just find these brachas here. Yeah. Bracha Mishra Shachach. Im Shachach, Yarav Yod Rosh Chodesh, so we are meaning to say Hashem, Rekeinu Melech Olam, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Olam, Hashem Noson, Rosh Et Chadoshim, Avi Yisod Zikorim. We insert that, even though there's no chiyuv too, pass, but if you missed out, you say over. So he got the same machlokes here, if you were not. If someone starts Baruch of Hakel Avinu, what happens now? So some say, look, nothing, you missed it, just carry on benching, you don't say Yarav Yod, it's finished, you lost it. Others say, no, it's called Zumani, not said finished after Melech Olam, Hakel, not said Hakel, you can convert it to this Baruch over here. The same machlokes we had by say is also for Yarav Yod. Alright? That's what we said. Then we spoke yesterday about different scenarios of Birchas HaMazon. And we said to be careful of not people are dressed not properly. So we said the mice is the best is to turn away or to close your eyes. That's what you can do. That helps. Yeah, if a person can't do it, anything about it. We said a woman hasn't got a problem with another woman not dressed properly. But a man, any part of a woman which is normally covered is not covered. That is problematic for a man, and therefore he should not be making a bracha in such a case. Well, he should not be making a bracha. Then we said, yeah, this was how I mentioned this yesterday. This issa applies to pictures as well, actually. Television, pictures, same thing. If you see it, someone's got a picture which is not steer stick, a person can't make a bracha there either. Same problem as actually, someone told me once a long time ago, I mean, it happens now as well, someone's in his office, so he can't make any brachas there. Pictures everywhere, all around. The mice's mum is just, it's not possible for him to make a bracha in such a place. So, I mean, the thing that you do is you turn your head around or look down, that's what you have to do. So, what? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so pictures, televisions, all these things, the chora, are problematic. And we finished off yesterday with the vow of Koel Be'isha, a singing of a woman, which is a bit more kurdic at Erevah, it's a bit more lenient. And we said there that, ideally, of course, one should avoid it. If one can't help it, the mice have nothing to do. They're singing loudly, there's nothing you can do. So we said a person is allowed to learn and say brachas there. Should try not to even come to the kohen. That's what a person should do. I also wanted to go through, but I had a chance to check it all out, about smells, bad smells. Very interesting. People go on holiday. I was once on holiday, actually. And I was on a farm. And the mice, it smelt of cows. Cows all over the place there. Barn of cows. So is there a problem to make a bracha there? Now, I say it seems to be very, very sticky areas. I once asked the Rav Shaila, and he told me there's no problem with cow's manure. It's not a bad smell, and therefore there's no problem with making a bracha there. I don't want to do it. They've got yeshiva. Where have they got yeshiva? In Zurich. Where's yeshiva in Switzerland?
Yeah.
What they do there with the smell?
I was just going to ask, is that, let's say the problem is
a different
farm, you grow up with it.
Oh, interesting, it's an interesting point we're saying. The first question is it a bad smell?
The pig one is.
What?
The pig one is a bad smell.
Pigs, that's the problem. Pigs and dogs are actually a bad smell. Dogs are actually a very bad smell. But, I mean, dogs as it is, when it's whole, without too much detail, it's alright. But if someone walks in or something, it's got a very, very bad smell, that's true. But a cow, very interesting, a cow's manure, is that a bad smell? So I've been arguing a long time with this, actually. I heard once, someone told me that they were in a school outing, and they davened on a field where there were cow's manure. And I said, after they phoned up a Rav, and the Rav said, she davened again, but chose Nadova. So I'm not sure what that means exactly. I've learned history. I don't know what I mean. But that's what he said. I was looking around, and I asked the Rav once. He told me that there's no problem with cow's manure, even though it's got a bad smell. I was looking yesterday when I was preparing to share. I didn't get a chance to look at it properly. That's why I can't rely on me, because I'm just looking into this. So Mr. Carell, it says that if a person really gets used to cow's manure, there's nothing bad about it. It's just we're not used to the smell. So for us, it's a very big thing. He's talking about a refes bokor, which is a chura, okay.
It's a farm.
What? It's a farm. I don't know what else you got there. I mean, the goat's manure, I don't think it still smells too bad. Goats, from a goat, I don't think it smells bad. It's only a cow's one. So I don't know. It looks like from this, I'm sure from Mr. Carell. I said, don't rely on me for this, because I haven't checked it out 100%. But he just writes there that refes bokor, where if a person would get used to it, there wouldn't be, it wouldn't smell, it wouldn't be a problem. I just told him he's a mashkiach there. Doesn't bother the least, said to me. Now, when we go to a pig's place and we get used to it, after he's there for a long time, maybe he'll also get used to it, I don't know. So I don't know. But it's a very interesting point whether that is a problem if someone davened by manure of a cow, the soya of a cow, whether one has to bench again. Bench everything, any broch it could be. If it's a problem, it's for everything. Yeah? So I say it looks like a bit of a grey area at this point over here. Okay.
That's don't smell. Even if you can't see it, it's not in front of you.
Yeah, if you can smell it, it's a problem. Yeah, if you can smell that smell, it's a problem. Yeah.
Why is it bad smell?
What was she?
Why is it bad smell?
Oh, so what she wants to know is not a bad smell. It could be, I don't think this question is a bad smell. I don't know. I mean, we're not used to it, it's true. So we don't like it, maybe. We're not used to it. Once a person gets used to it, I think it's a bad smell. Why is it a bad smell? I don't know, I'm not sure. Okay, anyway, so today we're speaking about travelling. This is very interesting. We've spoken in the past. But when a person makes a broch in one place, generally speaking, he is fixed to that place to make a broch. Okay, besides mezoinus, bread, and maybe shiva saminim, and you've got other people eating with you. But let's say someone has a cup of coffee, for example, over here, decides to have a cup of coffee here during the shir. Then he goes out to his car to fetch something from his car, and he can't see the mokum where he made the brocha. In such a case, pashas, you lost your brocha. Okay, some say if it's enclosed, also okay, you'll be sad. It might have passed you lost a brocha, because Chazal understood that a person, when he makes a brocha, normally confines himself to that area and makes a brocha. You must realize, though, a traveler, someone who's traveling, is a completely different ball game. Such a person who's traveling has never fixed a place to make a brocha. Let's say, for example, I don't know what, he's going up a mountain. He's travelling around, he's going to hike up the mountain. He's going on a hike in the countryside. So he makes the brocha on the sweet, the beginning of his hike, and starts walking. That brocha, even when he finished the sweet in his mouth, it's finished. But that brocha, he knew he wasn't staying in one place. He knew he was walking the whole time. He never fixed himself to one place. So a traveller has got a completely different set of halachas. And such a person is not nikva by, by his first place where he stood, and he'd carry on travelling. It's different. If a person's in a park, and he sits at a table, he's like, I'm going to have my lunch here, I'm going to eat here, let's say, so he has his chips and his burgers or whatever, he sits there, and then he says, right, let's go off, and he goes off. He's not a traveller, this person. He wants to sit in a park. This was his meal. Now he goes off, and he wants to have some more chips, and he wants to have some, let's say, he wants to have a man for his block to cover everything. So now, the halacha is, it depends. If it's an enclosed park, there's mechitzas all the way around, in that case there, the mechitzas are considered like one big room. Therefore, the whole park is okay. If it's not, let's say it's in the field, the open field, or someone's gone, for example, to, I don't know what, a forest, and it's not enclosed, then if you can't see your original place, you've lost it. Unless you're a traveller, unless you're intending to travel. Someone who intends to travel, he's never fixed a place where to be. That's much better. So I don't know what it could happen. I mean, as I said to you last time, when we learned about these halachas, that means a person can go from here, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say he's waiting in his house for a taxi to come. He's got a taxi at 10 o'clock. At 5 to 10, he says, I must have a cup of coffee before I go. I'll take it in the car with me. So he makes a brocha shakan before his cup of coffee, the taxi comes, he can take that cup of coffee in the taxi, he gets to the airport, he can go in the plane with that cup of coffee, or another cup of coffee, he's not lost his brocha, because he's a traveller. He's travelling the whole time, he's travelling. Once he decides to stop and say, right, let's have a rest here, and let's sit down and make this place a place to sit, then that is where it terminates, that brocha.
No.
What?
No. No place.
Yeah, but I say, you also said that you want, you're intending to travel, your movie, it's like going in a car, and I say, you go in a car, you also have to go there, but you're really, you're trying to get someplace, you're not really fixing a place
right.
So I'm saying, so a person makes a broch on a cup of Coke here in Manchester, and he decides to travel from here to London. That brocha will last him all the way to London. What?
Yeah.
What is the problem that you're going to have with Maroi Sai? What is the problem?
As much.
For what? For what?
For you to eat.
For what? Brocha Shem, Brocha Chorela. Brocha Chorela. Brocha Chorela is the problem, though. That's the only thing. If you have a can of Coke here in Prestwich, and you have half a can of Revius, so that brocha will last you the whole time. But the problem is, you owe an after brocha for it. Now that's going to run out in half an hour, or some say 72 minutes. So that means you owe a brocha for that. So you have a problem.
When you finish the brocha, from the first time you said the brocha,
sorry?
From the time you said the brocha is shown up. What happened now is the time limit from when you drink your lead,
yeah,
or when you said the brocha is shown up.
You drink your beers. So if you're sipping a lot of time, you're not drinking Revius, you've got no problem, then it's like you last to London. But if you have a Revius of your drink somewhere, then the clock starts ticking.
If you wash them in the middle.
What?
If you wash them bent in the middle.
It won't help for the shrimp.
No, it's stopped. You brought a flame.
Well, it won't stop it, you owe it still.
I owe it still.
Yeah, you owe it, that means if a person...
So after the Revius, once you finish up, you bench.
But one, if you know you have some more drinks still, let's say you're having a can of Coke in the car, so you start off in Prestwich and you're very, very thirsty. So you have half a can. Now you know that while you're travelling, you're going to have some more. You'll be having a Revius more, but you're still having more within half an hour to an hour, so now I would say drink the rest. When you finish that, you can make your brocha chorela.
Although I know in 20 minutes I'll have another can.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very interesting thing, actually. But you owe a brocha chorela for that drink. How you must see it does. I mean, you can't do a trick. Well, you can't just say, I'm stopping now, and you know, really want to have more.
I've finished my can, I don't fancy anything.
And is that true?
I don't know.
Yes, I know what's true. You can't bluff yourself. You don't know what's the truth. If it's type of true that I don't want any more drinks, and I'm finished.
You said before about being an enclosed park.
Yeah.
So some parks are very big.
100%, yeah. So Heaton Park is very big. Imagine Heaton Park. Make a brocha sub part of Heaton Park.
You won't see, but if you go to the other end of the park, you won't see the place where you went.
No, but you're enclosed. There's a machitza all the way around. So that also helps. If you are to that, a person says, let's say for example, he's only got one can of Coke. So he says, right, I have this can of Coke, I'll stop there, and that's it. And that's right. Then he goes past one of these places where they sell Coke. He buys another one, that's like a hesekhadas. You're going to get another one. Unless you knew you were going to buy one. But generally speaking, that's like a hesekhadas. That also could be hesekhadas, yeah. So that you have to know, and that could be a problem in that case. But there's no hesekhadas, the brocha will last. There's no problem, the brocha can last a very, very long time. So you have to worry about brocha achrona. The only thing is the brocha achrona part is quite important. You mustn't overstep your mark with a brocha achrona. All right, that's important to know. Open fields. Yeah, so I'm saying travelling is no. So I'm saying a person makes a brocha on a sweet, for example, in the car. That is a brocha achrona chai then. He can have a sweet. That brocha will last all the way to London. Unless he decides to stop washing, let's say for example, halfway through he says, right, it's too much of this drive. Well, let's go to the service station, let's put over there for a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, let's rest there, relax there, and stop. That's like the end of the destination. That is a bit worse, that could be worse. And then you're about to make a new cycle when you want. But generally speaking, you're going to fill up, you go to the service station to fill up with petrol, so you go in and out to fill up the petrol, you go just use the toilets there. That has not terminated the session, and the mice of the block is still valid. Okay, now the shayla is one with bread. So I'm not 100% clear on this, I must tell you, but let's just speak it out. So let's say a person knows that he's got, wants to have bread during the course of the day, but he's noticed there's no washing facility in his room. But he wants to have bread. So what can he do? All right, so there's two halachas that you can do. So halacha number one is, very interesting one, is that a person in the morning, when he's doing the tizzy time anyway, a valid decision. Let's say he's having breakfast. This is the chiddush actually. It's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. A person, no, he's having breakfast in the morning, so he washes for breakfast, and he has in mind a few conditions. Condition number one is that he's washing for something which needs washing.
What?
He's washing for something that needs a washing done to it. So let's say, for example, he's washing for bread. He's having breakfast, a bread meal. Or in other cases, he's gone to the toilet and he's washing his hands with a keli for ashiyotza. So in those two cases, he needs to use a keli. So he may, in the first case where he's having bread, he'll make anasisadayim. He has to have in mind, when he does that, that he's going to use it. So number one condition is, he has to express clearly that he intends to cover a later meal as well. So let's talk about the first case, breakfast. He's having breakfast, and he knows during the course of the day there's no facilities for washing hands. So what he does is he washes his hands for breakfast, and he says, right, I'm using this washing for a later meal as well, for lunch, right, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's now 8 o'clock in the morning. He washes, he benches, because he's finished his breakfast. So, but he's got another condition now. So condition number one is to express, he has to wash for tzorach with a cape. Condition number two is, he must say that he's doing it for this purpose to be able to last from later. And condition three is, he has to protect his hands the whole time till he has his next bread meal. Wow. Now that is done either by a glove on your hand or by holding a piece of bread. Right, very practical. Okay, I'm saying no. That is what a Shulchan Aruch says you can do. And that is an etzah to protect, to make it that your brocha, he benches after his breakfast. He has to make sure that he's washing his hands, they don't become tommy again. And he has to say verbally that he's doing it for later kavona. And it has to be a tzorich natila. Means if a person just decides to wash his hands in the morning with a keli for no reason, that won't help. And that's not very practical, that one. The more practical one to do is to wash, but touching didn't make you tummy, not you touch things. You mustn't touch your body, things that are normally covered. You mustn't scratch your hair. You have to be careful, alright? In a mealtime, you've got the same problem, yeah?
You're traveling to the airport, and you're waiting to get on the plane, you want to eat again.
The other eitzah the possible bring, very interesting eitzah, which I think most people, a lot of people do this eitzah. First of all, I say, nowadays, bro, I said you can wash your hands almost anywhere now, there's toilets almost everywhere. It's not such a problem, really. Washing in the service station, you can wash there. You know, but let's say someone knows you can't. So another eitzah, which is an interesting eitzah, I must say that Rav Falkman, he brings the eitzah down, I think we spoke about this in the past, is you wash your hands in the morning and have a kibbutz of bread. Say a slice of bread. You answer his eye, etc., etc. You don't bench. And you carry on your meal right through the day till you want to carry on eating. That's a bit later. Now, the problem is that Rav Falk, he writes there that you have to have every 72 minutes, every hour, another half, another kazayas of bread.
Bread or
anything? He says bread. Interesting. He writes down there in his notes that you have to have a kazayas of bread every hour because you want to extend your shir ikul. Wow. That's interesting. Now, I must say, when we learned these halachas before, we learn the Moshe, for example, we spoke about, Mishnah Berurah speaks about an interesting case over here. Called the Mishnah Berurah speaks about a chasna. Someone goes to a chasna. It's a very common scenario, this actually. A person goes to a chasna, so he first of all has his roll, 8 o'clock, come early. He has his roll at 8 o'clock, and then he schmoozes, he eats his fish, his soup, and there's no more challah, he's not eating any more bread at all, and he benches at 11 or 12 o'clock at night. Now, how does that work? He's not been eating bread every hour.
One place.
No, but your shit ickle, what's happening? You could say in the same place, but your ickle, your digesting, is the problem. Mishnah Berurah says it in Kopei Dad Yudches, you have one big meal, and you've got a shit ickle sometimes from the start of the pus until you're benching. You're eating all other things as well. Now, just as I say this over to you now, it could be it's different because you're having a big meal. Huh?
But in
the bread meal, I'm talking, you're doing the same thing. You're washing at 8 o'clock in the morning for a bread meal.
One place, one meal, then you're moving around.
But you know you're going to move around. You're going to have every hour, you're going to have another kazayas of pus. But there, it looks like other foods might not be able to starve them.
There
you go. There, at a chasna, where you're eating a whole suda gedoyla, that could be the difference. A suda gedoyla, maybe you could join everything. Here, it could be worse. All right, Bessai. Let's go.